Listening Library presents Who Was Walt Disney? By Whitney Stewart. Read for you by Dan Warren. Who Was Walt Disney? Walt Disney liked being the class clown. He once said that he would do anything for attention. His schoolmates in Marceline, Missouri, loved his performances. Once he caught a field mouse and made a leash for it out of string. He waltzed into class and paraded his new pet around the room. Somebody saw the little critter and screamed. Walt's teacher marched right over, put an end to the mischief, and punished Walt. But he didn't care. He and his mouse were famous for a day. Walt Disney didn't know it then, but one day another mouse, one named Mickey, would make him famous all over the world. Chapter 1. The Farm. On December 5, 1901, Walter Elias Disney was born in an upstairs bedroom of a two-story cottage on North Tripp Avenue in Chicago. Walt's father, Elias, had built the house himself. Walt's mother, Flora, was trained as a teacher, but she gave up a career to raise her five children. She was as friendly and warm as her husband was short-tempered and stern. By the time Walt was four, the neighborhood was growing rough, so the family moved to a farm in Marceline, Missouri. It was the happiest time in Walt's childhood. Walt loved his new home. Even though Marceline was a small town, it was still exciting for Walt to head down to Main Street with all its little stores. Around the farm were weeping willows and apple, peach, and plum trees. Walt watched rabbits, squirrels, opossums, foxes, and raccoons scurry around the pond. He liked to ride on pigs, even though he often fell off and landed in mud. And he and his friends trotted on Charlie, an old farm horse. Charlie charged through the trees without caring about his riders. Walt had to jump off to keep from bonking his head on a branch. Walt's parents and older brothers, Herbert, Raymond, and Roy, were too busy with farm chores to take Walt to school, so he didn't start until he was almost seven. By then, his younger sister Ruth, who was five, was ready for school too. Walt said that starting school with his younger sister was the most embarrassing thing that could happen to a fellow. After school, Walt fished and skinny dipped. In winter, he went sledding or skating on a frozen creek. On Sundays, the Disneys visited neighbors. Sometimes Elias played fiddle. It was one of the few times he saw his father having a good time. Walt always wanted to entertain people, to make them have a good time. Once, a group of actors came to town to perform Peter Pan. It was about a boy who never grows up. Walt loved the play and got to play Peter in his school's production of the play. His brother Roy hooked up wires to lift Walt into the air. To the audience, it looked like he was flying, but the wires broke, and Walt went flying into the surprised crowd. Almost as soon as he could hold a pencil, Walt spent hours and hours drawing. He told everybody that he was an artist. His proudest possessions were crayons and drawing paper from his Aunt Margaret. Walt definitely did have talent. His neighbor Doc Sherwood thought Walt was so good that he asked for a picture of his horse. The horse wouldn't stand still, and Walt had trouble drawing his portrait. But Doc Sherwood and his wife praised the picture. It made Walt very proud. Even drawing could get Walt into trouble. One day, he discovered a barrel of black tar. It was as soft as paint. He and Ruth dipped big sticks into the tar and drew pictures all over the side of their white house. Their parents were not at all happy when they saw the artwork. The tar wouldn't come off. Chapter 2. Newspaper Boy. Farm life was fun for Walt, but hard for his father. Elias couldn't seem to grow good crops. The family never had enough money. Worrying made his father's temper worse, so Walt avoided him as much as possible. He was much closer to his gentle, smiling mother. When Elias became sick with typhoid, Flora had no choice but to sell the farm. Walt was heartbroken about leaving Marceline. He started crying at the sight of a farmer buying the young colt that he and Roy had tamed. The colt whinnied at Walt. He ran after him and hugged him. Then the farmer led the colt away. The Disney's next move was to Kansas City, where Elias ran a newspaper route for the Kansas City Times. Walt had to pitch in, too. He started delivering papers at 9 years old. He had to get up every morning before sunrise. Sometimes he was so tired that he curled up in a doorway and fell asleep. When he awoke, he ran to finish his paper route and get to school. In class, Walt had a hard time paying attention. One teacher called him the second dumbest in her class. He often daydreamed or thought up ways to make his classmates laugh. He liked to draw funny characters on the blackboard, or he'd draw an animal in the corner of the pages in his textbook. When he flipped the pages, the animal appeared to move. These were his first cartoons. Walt admired Abraham Lincoln, so one day he made a stovepipe hat out of cardboard. He put a fake wart on his cheek so he would look like Lincoln. Then he recited the Gettysburg Address for his class. The teacher loved Walt's act. She asked him to perform it for the other classes. That was fine with Walt. He liked showing off. Walt's best friend was also named Walt. He liked to perform, too. The two Walts dressed up like the film comedian Charlie Chaplin and his enemy, the Count. They tried out their act in talent contests. One time, they won a prize of 25 cents each. Charlie Chaplin. In the early days of Hollywood movies, Charlie Chaplin was one of the most famous actors. He was also a writer, director, producer, and composer. He was born in England in 1889 and starred in over 80 films before he died in 1977. Charlie created a funny but sad character called the Little Tramp, who starred in many silent movies. The Little Tramp wore a tight coat, really baggy pants, big shoes, and a derby hat. He carried a bamboo cane and walked with his toes turned out, and was very polite. And he always got himself into ridiculous situations. Walt Disney modeled his first Mickey Mouse on Charlie Chaplin. Walt's artistic talent earned him free haircuts from the local barber. Neighbors started going to the barber shop just to see Walt's newest pictures on the wall. Walt loved his little bit of fame. At 15, Walt got to see more of the country. He had a summer job working on a train that traveled between Kansas City, Missouri, and Spiro, Oklahoma. He walked up the aisle selling newspapers, candy, and soda, and chatting with people. Sometimes the engineer let him ride in the coal car. For Walt, that was heaven. All his life, he loved trains. They carried you to new places, new adventures. Chapter 3. Seeing the World. In 1917, once again the Disneys had to move. The newspaper route wasn't bringing in enough money, so Elias decided the family should return to Chicago. There he invested in a fruit juice and jelly company. Maybe this time his luck would change. In Chicago, Walt attended McKinley High School. Once again, he was bored in all of his classes. The only thing he liked was drawing cartoons for the school newspaper. After a year, he dropped out of school. Even though he wasn't sure what he wanted to be, Walt had faith in himself. He was sure that one day he would be a big success, maybe as a newspaper cartoonist, or maybe doing something in show business. At night, he took art classes at the Chicago Academy of Fine Arts.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?